going on, everybody? Back at it. This is Henry. I guess you guys probably know that now if you're listening to this. But today I just wanted to talk a little bit about teams and the importance of them. So, like, it's interesting to me. I'm a sales guy, right? Like, I've come from a sales background, but now I am a part of my father's company, and I'm running sales and marketing, but it's so much of a smaller company than like Zerto or especially EMC, in that I'm seeing more of what goes into actually selling than just the sales portion of things. And it really makes me think about the team behind you. Or if you're not like a service business like we are, just your product, right? Your product has to be super strong in order for you to really sell, at least in the way that I sell, because I mean, the way I sell is completely conviction-based. I have to completely believe in what I'm selling to be really good at selling it. And not that I don't believe in smart home automation, or digital home as a company. Something that was challenging me was just our ability to execute in the timely fashion that, like, sometimes we're promising clients. In that we have a team, but there's some procedures here that in order to hit on all cylinders, we needed to expand the team. So I look at it as like building a building, right? If you want to build a really tall building, the foundation needs to be very wide in order for you to go very high. I think of sales as like the going up and the team as like the foundation. So unlike a building, you can continue to build the foundation or the team out as you build the sales up. But that was something that I've been really focused on at our company recently, is building out that foundation so that we can go higher from a sales perspective. And recently, we've picked up a few guys that are really going to help us with that in terms of building out the team, in terms of being then, therefore, me being able to spend less time in the field and more time selling and building up. But at the same time, it's a thin line, right? Because if we build up the team too much and we're not selling enough, then we start to cannibalize our profits, which to me is not hugely important. Like, I can take less money, but you still got to be profitable. You still have to make enough revenue to cover your expenses of that team. So it's one hand needs to wash the other in that way. And I think it's something that a lot of people coming into businesses don't think about. They think too much about. They think about building the team and the processes too much and not the sales enough, or they think about sales too much and not the team enough. And I'll admit that I was guilty of the sales and not the team portion when I first came in. And I want to give a shout out to Rick Roberge, because when I first joined Digital Architects, that was something that he initially asked me, is will they be able to keep up with your sales if you sell a lot? And I was like, yeah, sure, you know, of course. But, you know, things change in a small business all the time. And the answer became no pretty quickly once I started really learning how to sell the stuff. So now that I know, I was able to help out on that back end side a little bit more. And I probably still will, but now I'm able to sell a lot more. So I say all that to say, when you are starting your own company or joining a very small company, think about that portion. If you're going into sales, will they be able to fulfill your sales? And if not, what's going to be your ability to help out in terms of enabling them to fulfill it? Being that this is my father's company, I was able to add a lot of value, and he took a lot of